I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
We hope you enjoy the show.
Ah, yes, here it is, time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And you're here, I'm there, you're there, I'm here, I don't know which I meant. Anyway, the point is, it's time for another podcast. And I'm still trying to get the audio right. The continuing saga of a new laptop and new software to do the podcast. It's making me nutty, but that's okay. We like nuttiness.
Blueberry.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
See, when you've got these little cart buttons here in front of you and you want to have a noise or sound effect or some such, and you hit the button, it's just so satisfying. That's why I did the Blueberry promo, which actually I normally do after the Tech Podcast promo, which is...
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Isn't that lovely? If it's tech, it's here. Right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Ah, yes. Anyway, you know, last time I noticed that when I played the little cart doohickeys here, they were quieter than I was. I'm noticing the little jumping up and down things here that I seem to be doing it again. So I will try to get better. Here's what I'll do. I will play the geek culture for this week, and let's see if we can get the volume right on that. Now, to set up the geek culture for this week, first of all, I have to tell you that I searched high and low for more geek culture as usual, and it wasn't going well. Then I ran across a Mac versus PC ad. Now, this is the real Mac versus PC. You know, there's lots of parodies out there where people pretend to be Mac and pretend to be PC. These are the real two guys, Mac and PC. And you've probably seen the commercial where PC sings the blues because Vista is so lame. You know that I know that Vista is lame because I told you about it last time and the time before that. It's really lame. Well, anyway, he's singing the blues. Well, in the commercial, it's really, really quick, only a few seconds. This is the long version. I didn't even know there was a long version, but there is. So let's listen to PC singing the blues concerning Vista for Mac.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC. Mac, my users are leaving me, and it's got me feeling down. But I've turned my pain into a tune. And I call it the Vista Blues.
I would love to hear that sometime. Unfortunately, I don't.
So many users leaving me. And they ain't coming back. Vista's got issues. It's so glitchy. They're leaving me for Mac.
That's great, actually.
The problems, too darn many. Patches, not enough. Expensive upgrades, well, I need plenty just to get me up to snuff.
Awesome.
People hate it when I crash and freeze. Vista's got me out of sorts. I'm often sick to some degree and on hold with tech support. After a year of fixes, well,
I'm still blue. The problems, they repeat. Now there's only one thing left to do. Control, Alt, Delete.
Nice touch. Is that your dog?
No.
Ah, yes, that's pretty cool, isn't it? I particularly like that part at the end where he says, is that your dog? No. it's just so much better than the regular short version of the commercial. I like it. Anyway, let's talk about the blog, of course. Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon blog, which is drbill.cc for Computer Curmudgeon. We got so much to talk about this week. But first of all, I must tell you. See, when you try to say first of all and I must at the same time, it comes out. That's not good. Anyway, what you need to do is you need to go to the blog, drbill.cc. Go to the upper right-hand corner and look for the little ad there for Citrix Systems. Go to my PC. Click upon the ad, and you'll be able to get a free 30-day... See, I did it again. 3 for 30 and free for 30-day free trial. It's just going to be one of those days, I can tell. Anyway, click on that. You'll get 30 days free trial to go to my PC, which, of course, would be going to your PC because you're saying it when you say, go to my PC. As opposed to me saying go to my PC, in which you'd be going to my PC, and that would not be good because that would be a security issue. Yes. So you need to go to your PC by going to go to my PC by clicking on the ad in the upper right-hand corner of the blog and getting a 30-day free trial. Do it now! You'll find it very beneficial. Also, you'll note we have a shameless commerce center. I've really got to get this tongue pruned. Where is Granny when you need her? Anyway, it's just definitely going to be one of those days. I think the blues song set the mood, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, we have a shameless commerce center. If you'd like to tune in and click on that and click on all the little advertisements there at the bottom of the screen, that would be a lovely thing to do. Would help the doctor out quite a bit. And heaven knows I need all the help I can get right now. Yes. All right, first item. After the last podcast, which was podcast number 140, that means this is podcast number 141 by the process of Elmer's Nation, which, of course, Elmer is heavily involved in. This is June the 21st as I record this. I don't know what time it is as you listen to it because it's podcast delayed via MP3. You know how that goes. Anyway, as I recorded, it's obviously quite live because I don't ever stop and go back and say, boy, that's lame. I'm going to do it over again. No, not me. I do it as it happens. First item. Today, the day that I wrote this in the blog, June 17th, was the official download day for Mozilla Firefox version 3. That means Mozilla Firefox version 3 is out, and it is awesome, as I've mentioned before. The next item said that the download day was a success. At that point, they had exceeded 1 million downloads in under 4 hours. And I will go ahead and mention that they ended up with 8 million downloads on Firefox download day. Pretty doggone amazing. So that's very cool. And I was one of those who downloaded it several times, both at work and at home, and installed it on all our PCs, and it truly is awesome. So I would encourage you, if you haven't downloaded it, go download it, because it is very good software. Next item, the Vectrex ZEV. Vectrex, that is an electric motorcycle, scooter kind of thing. Take a look at it. There's a picture of it on the blog there. And there's a link to a video on YouTube. They're in my blog that shows people riding the Vectrex. Now, basically, it's an all-electric motorcycle scooter. It runs for about a penny a mile, which is very cool because with current gas prices, we're talking 20, 30 times that for a regular car. So a penny a mile is pretty cool. It costs just about $9,000. I've got the hiccups. Now, this is really silly. Doing a podcast with the hiccups is just about the silliest thing you can do. I didn't intend to get the hiccups. They just leapt upon me. Did I mention it was one of those days? Why do I mention the Vectrix? Because I want one. It's a zero emissions vehicle, and I like the idea of being able to ride and not have to pay OPEC anything. So, on OPEC, and hooray for electric vehicles. See, here's my thinking on it. Electric vehicles are really cool because it doesn't matter how you generate the electricity. You can use biofuels, you can use solar, you can use wind power, you can use any kind of power you want to generate the electricity. Once you generate the electricity, you can then power your vehicle, electric, of course, vehicle, however you want to. You're not bound by a particular type of energy, as in hydrocarbons on gasoline. I mean, why should we always be buying gasoline? It just keeps going up in price. Why not buy electricity, which can be generated from all kinds of different sources? So that's my thinking there. All right, here's a headline. Now, I kid you not here. You'll think I'm making this up, particularly after the Vista Blues song there that I played a little while ago. This is a real headline. The headline in the paper. Yes, indeed. This is this paper. I'm going to set this up. This is a Seattle newspaper. Had the headline, "Man gets Vista to work with a printer." I kid you not, it made news. It was a headline. Now, what do you think that means about Vista? Yeah. Anyway, read the story. The guy who wrote the story said regular readers may recall the story of Charles Walling, the retired Seattle warehouseman who struggled to get his printer to work with Windows Vista, was documenting our story marking the Microsoft operating system's first year on the market. Well, he finally got help from Microsoft. It took a product manager to work with him to finally get the printer working on his Vista PC. How incredibly lame is that? It made a headline anyway. Vista, give us a break. All right, next item. Check out this desktop window switcher for Ubuntu Linux. There's a video here that I linked to on the blog. You should watch this video. It absolutely rocks. I'm looking forward to getting it working on my Ubuntu installation because it really, really is cool. So you need to check that out. Okay. That was the Geek Software of the Week. Drum roll. I'm really having problems. I'm so tempted to do this podcast over, but I won't, because I committed to doing it live to audio. If ever there was a time to do it over, though, this is it. Geek Software of the Week this week is PuTTY. That's P-U-T-T-Y. You know, TTY, teletype terminal. Yes. The old TTY terminals. I remember them well because I'm the computer curmudgeon. Well, a P-U-T-T-Y, I won't comment on the P-U part. I'm just in such a silly mood because I keep messing everything up. Anyway, PuTTY is a free Telnet SSH client for Linux and Unix systems. Now, actually, it's a Windows program. It runs on Windows. But it gives you Telnet SSH client to connect to Unix and Linux systems, and you get to the command line, which is, of course, where you all want to go if you're a Linux, Unix kind of person. We're only 14 minutes and 52 seconds into the podcast, and my brain is already tired. because it's just been so lame. The whole podcast has been this way. At least I got rid of the hiccups. Random electrons sparkle. Okay. Let's see if I can gather my sensibilities here and try to go to the next item on the podcast. Boy. I know what you're thinking. You're sitting out there listening to the podcast going, what is Dr. Bill on? Is he drinking something very strange? Or is it something he has ingested? No. All I've had this morning is breakfast. Milk and bacon and toast, and that's it. No other strange substances. It's just been one of those podcasts. Okay. I'm trying to relax, try to calm down. Take it easy. Talk about the next item. The next item is another podcasting tech toy. You see, I've been talking about the problems I've been having with my new laptop and its, shall we say, challenged audio system. I mean, the audio system, they brag about the audio system on this laptop. They talk about how it's digital, Dolby, live, you know, 5.1 surround sound. It's got every kind of adjustment and thing you can imagine. But it doesn't seem to be designed for doing podcasts. Anyway, part of the problem was I solved, you know, I talked about this last time. I solved it by getting USB sound card and running the microphone through that and all of those kinds of things and using some new software that I'm still getting used to, which is why the sound is a little different here and there, called Podcast Station. But the problem is that the sound I was hearing through the headphones, I like to hear myself when I'm talking. It's just one of those little things. But I was doing the podcast and I kept thinking, I can't hear myself, and I kept trying to increase the volume and it wouldn't go any further. So I said, I need a headphone amplifier. So I finally found one. I bought it at Radio Shack. Cost me roughly $27.95 or something like that. It's called, now, I'm not making this up, it's called the Boosteroo. Got a little picture of a kangaroo on it. It's not my fault, okay? That's just what it's called. Anyway, it takes two AA batteries, you put the batteries in it, you hook it up in line, and the other cool thing about it is it gives you three, count them, three audio ports to plug your headphones into. Now, you don't need three sets of headphones for yourself, but let's say we have the Game Master on, and he wants to talk and hear himself speak. Yes. So, it gives you additional jacks to plug in additional headphones. That's kind of cool. So, there you go. Kind of a neat little tech toy, and I encourage you to check it out. It's actually quite useful. All right, the other thing that I did this week is I did a DrBill.tv video netcast. I'd encourage you to go check that out. That is, of course, at drbill.tv as opposed to drbill.cc for the audio podcast and the blog. DrBill.tv is where we have all of our video netcasts. And this week, I tried using my new laptop's 2-megapixel webcam, which turned out to be very cool, actually. And the audio is a little iffy, but I'm working on that. I think I've got that worked out. The next one, I should have it down where it will be fine. But check it out. I think you'll be pretty impressed with how it turned out. Yeah. So, let's see. Where does that leave? Oh, and on DrBill.tv, that's the other thing I wanted to mention, is that I talk about the Blender animated open source video called Big Buck Bunny, which has three B's in it. Big Buck Bunny. I always have to say that very carefully, otherwise my tongue will trip over itself, as I mention in the netcast as it occurs. So anyway, check that out. There's a link in the blog to DrBill.tv netcast number 24, which I did just a few days ago. And I also have a link to the YouTube posting of the DrBill.tv Netcast 24 right there in the blog. Pretty cool. Now, I realize this has been, a little bit shorter podcast than normal, but I think I'd better ease on out of here before something else happens. I don't even want to speculate on what it might be that could happen, but I suspect as the music starts to play somewhere in the background, right there, that it's time to get out of here. Sure has been a weird podcast.